heavens, look down and pity my crying heavy, with care thus sadly oppressed. My soul is in pain, and still I am dying, and ne'er find ease in my lovesick breast. In torture I lie, and hourly die. Celia's unkind and deaf to my cry, she's fickle as wind, as I too. My sorrow find I'm left to repine, because she's so divine, she will not be mine. Think, Celia, how oft with wishes and curses you vowed to love your Strephon alone, yet forsake me and only love Persis, and leave me weeping and making my moan. But fair one, know, though for you I go down to the gloomy dark shadows below, yet when I am dead, my pale ghost shall haunt your bed. None shall define what I design, for Celia is mine. Persis may boast for a time of blessing and laugh to see me robbed of all. Celia is false and not worth possessing, though for her sake a martyr I fall. But heaven is just, though hence I must, yet when I'm converted to atoms and dust, each tattling wind shall puff them up to make her blind, though she's divine. The gods combine to show she is mine. With my own blood I made her a writing, and there I bound myself to be true. She gave me the same of her own inditing, when into my arms like lightning she flew. In raptures I blessed what I possessed, as I lay promising on her dear breast, which she now denies and looks upon me with scornful eyes. I'll not resign what is divine, for Celia is mine. I thought I was happy because I had won her. That was the time she gave me her heart. But the false maid denies what she said. Thus my false Celia poor Strephon's betrayed, and here I am left all of joy. Forever bereft, I can't divine at her design, but Celia is mine. My glass it is run, and my sands have done passing. Death waits for me, and I must go. Adieu to false Celia, and all her embracing. I must go to the dark dawning below. Lovers, farewell, my story go tell. Go fetch my cold shroud and ring my last bell, that a tear she may shed when she hears poor Strephon's dead. May she pine shine and still decline, for Celia is mine.